This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
That's right. Here at Alice 105.9, we play the most, just the saddest songs you've ever heard in your life.
Are you okay?
That is the most depressing song on the planet.
I don't listen to the words.
You don't?
It's a good beat, though. Easy to dance to.
You can't dance to that.
You can slow dance.
7 years old.
I like to slow
father
dance.
Father always told me.
I hadn't heard that song in a while.
Yeah, I know.
I like it.
We're the oldie station now.
I liked it.
All right, well, you didn't even know it was playing until
I just told you.
So,
I was out of the room.
So that's
I wish I'd been here for it.
Yeah, it's really great. All right, anyway, listen to this. A guy has swallowed $80,000 worth of Tiffany & Company jewelry. $800,000. He swallowed $800,000 worth of diamonds. Listen to this.
Why'd he do that?
Well, I'll tell you why. He went in and he said, hey, look, I rep a basketball player, and he's looking for some items for his wife. He said the basketball player's name and all this stuff. He said, for Orlando Magic player. And he said, I'm repping him, and he sent me in to buy his wife some stuff for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And so she started showing the guy, like, different diamonds, 8-carat rings, earrings, and he just grabbed it all, and he swallowed it.
Right there in front of her.
And left.
And left. Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
How do you do that? How do you
like
swallow
this? Let me show you.
A necklace? You know... This show, I'm ready to go home. I really am.
I'm just telling you, that's
I'm
how you
ready.
Yeah.
$800,000 worth?
$800,000.
It must have been like three pieces that were worth a lot of
money. Well, two of the diamond rings were both 9-carat each.
Ooh,
so,
that's
you know,
a lot, that's,
yeah. Yeah. You're that $400,000 each right there, probably.
Okay.
You know, something like that, $300,000, whatever. And then he also swallowed some earrings that were worth $160,000. Oh, so I was about right. So the two diamond, rings, the two diamond rings were worth $600,000. The earrings were $160,000.
Okay. There you go.
So he's
not that that's, you know, that's pretty impressive to begin with, but.
But it wasn't like a big diamond necklace.
Yeah. I pictured it like a necklace, like a sword swallower.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
Swallower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, moving on. Trump spoke last night, and the weirdest thing happened, you guys. I watched it for a little bit. Got kind of bored, but it was at the very beginning. It was super interesting at the beginning because I found out a lot.
What'd you find out?
Well, you know, if you're a know-it-all, you can't ever learn, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to accept what, like, when somebody is up there and they're you need to be open-minded to learn new things. Last night, I learned that Democrats and Republicans don't like each other.
At all. At all.
That's all I really learned. Like, at all. Exactly no. right. Like, not even an option.
Like, there's no common ground.
They cannot put politics down to even agree on any. They couldn't agree on a sandwich if they had to.
No, nothing.
They can't agree on anything.
I mean, it is. It was really interesting. I was like, oh, my God. And I'm talking both sides, you guys. We're talking the most stubborn people you've ever met in your life. I mean, nobody had any wiggle room on either side. No. It was like, oh, God.
It doesn't matter which party. It does not matter.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You can have a Democrat president or you can have a Republican president. Yeah. The other side just hates them. Hates
them. It is just really, I mean, it's just really interesting. I feel like, and can I just compliment me for a minute?
Yeah.
I really feel like I try to listen to both sides.
Yeah.
I really do. And I think that Schmidl and you would agree that I listen to both of you guys equally.
Yeah, I would.
You know?
I wouldn't listen to Schmidl very much if I were you.
No, but I do. I even ask him questions.
Yeah, she does all the time.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just
because
telling
I
her.
Because I want to know, like, what.
Yeah, what this side has to say. And, yeah.
Yeah, yeah but I'm just trying to point out that she might be wasting her time.
No, because I really want to be fair about it. No, I want to. That's how you learn.
You don't
want to
hear his point of view
yes,
on any
I
of this.
Do.
No, you don't. No, you
I really
don't. No.
have
he's
questions. Like, I'm
crazy.
Like, so what's
it's
the
silly.
What's the angle on that? Well, because he's a hardcore
what
Democrat
angle?
And you're a hardcore Republican. And so I want to know both of you guys, like, why does this affect you that way? And why
I got
it?
The answer.
Oh my God.
I'm right, he's wrong. What else do you need to know?
No, I'm right, you're wrong.
What else do you
get
need
it
to
right.
know?
But here is
what else do you need to know?
Well, here's what I have learned with working with a Republican and a Democrat, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I have learned. I have to ask Schmidl about questions about Democrats. I have to actually ask him, like, so why is this a problem about Elon? You know, like, I wanted to know, like, why is it a problem and what's going on?
With Doge and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And he explained some things, and I go, oh, I actually get that, right? Did I not say that?
Yeah, you exactly said that.
Yeah, because I understood some of his opinions about it. Whereas you, I don't ask you anything, you just tell me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah. Exactly. And again, I'm right. He's wrong.
Right. Yeah. So okay. It's been very interesting. Yeah. I just try to listen to everybody, their opinions. I still don't know what Carson rolls. I think he is. I think he's an atheist.
The only thing he wishes for is that Meghan Markle is president one day.
Think about that, Meghan. Meghan the Duchess of Sussex.
Madam Markle?
Yeah, Madam Markle.
She is the first female president of the U.S. Come on.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're bringing this up because Carson watched the Meghan Sussex special.
Oh.
It's called With Love, Meghan.
If you haven't seen it. You just haven't lived.
He loved it.
Now, somebody did say that there was an awkward moment on the first episode where she said, I don't even live at this house. What happened?
She did. So right when she's like, she's having a guest come stay the night at her house, one of her longtime friends, and she's making this like almost like an overnight kind of gift bag.
Oh,
so
nice.
Like he can take a bath and like he can wake up refreshed the next morning.
He's gonna take a bath at her house.
That's what she hopes for, I guess. She hopes that her guests just wake up so refreshed. The
I think
next
I'd
morning.
Be pissed if somebody came to my house and took a bath. I'd be like, really? You took a bath in my bathtub?
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
But it's Hollywood.
She's just,
maybe that's
she
how
cares
they do
about
it.
About people so much.
Yeah. And you've only seen one episode.
I know.
You've got seven more.
Yeah. I just scratched the surface of this thing.
Oh, my God.
There's
going
to be so many more things
all right.
that I learned.
All right. Oh, keep in mind that Carson gave a review earlier this morning. If you didn't hear it, you got to go check out the podcast. You got to. Because he loved it.
Like,
loved it. Best show ever.
Yeah.
Best show ever. And you'll hear it there on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to watch episode number two tonight.
Right.
And he's going to give us the same overlay, the same review at 7:15 tomorrow morning.
Yep. I'll give you a breakdown.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So she's making this whole thing for her guests, right? And it was a little weird when she was like, yeah, I'm preparing everything. We're going to make everything here, and then I'm going to transport it to my actual house.
So she's filming at a fake house.
Yeah, I mean, like, or like her friends or something. It's, yeah. But I I see it this way, though. It's very smart what she's doing because she doesn't want to mess up her own house. I get that. You know, so you want to go.
Or security.
You want to go. Well,
security, but also, like, think about, like, filming. You know, they have the truck there.
Oh, yeah.
They have to run all the wire to the truck, and then they have to tape down all the wires on the ground, and, oh, my
God.
It's
so invasive.
They can tear up everything.
And when you're cooking all these things,
yeah,
I mean, your kitchen's
dishes.
Just going to be a mess. So it's actually really smart what she's doing.
I'm just confused because every review I'm seeing is calling it a turd.
Well, not
it's
when you
it's a horrible
work with
show.
Carson.
That's because
but you loved it.
These people aren't cultured that are reviewing the show.
Episode 2.
Refined like you.
Yes.
Review of episode 2 tomorrow at 7:15 tomorrow morning.
I will break it down.
All right.
The only thing that I'll just talk to you for a second. No disrespect.
Yeah, go ahead.
But
yeah.
I'm just trying to understand something. So how does a guy go from watching Meghan Markle and really being into it and think she's amazing? She's a beekeeper. And now he's going to be a beekeeper at Hudson Gardens because you can rent a hive, I guess. And then all of a sudden you go to an Avalanche game after that.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Doesn't. No. It doesn't.
I don't know if you go into the bathroom, give yourself one of those estrogen shots. You know what? Some people do that, I guess.
Is it estrogen or is it the other one? Testosterone.
Testosterone. Yeah. If you're going to go to the hockey game. But when you get home, because he came home and watched it.
Okay.
So he went in and gave himself one of those, you know.
Estrogen shots and then.
Yeah, girly up a bit.
I just see it as being worldly. I like to experience different things.
It is such a swing.
I mean, you got an amazing pasta, like just a pasta dish that you can make at home, which is delightful. And then you got guys punching each other in the face. I enjoy both.
Right. Yeah, okay. You can't use the word delightful and then go to a hockey game.
7:15 tomorrow morning.
Yep. Okay.
Episode 2.
Hey, do we believe this? Do we believe that a single Flamin' Hot Cheeto shaped like a Pokemon sold for $88,000?
Yeah? Who wouldn't want the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Charizard?
Really?
Yeah, dude, it looks exactly like it. It looks like he's flying through the air.
That's a lot of money.
That's $88,000.
For a Cheeto.
What are the chances of that being formed that way?
Well, couldn't you take a big, like, Cheeto? I work at Cheetos, right? And I get a big, fat Cheeto, and I carve it with my teeth.
Yeah.
No, because I can tell that you carved it. This one's natural. It's a natural Charizard Cheeto.
How much money again?
$88,000.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? I just decided I don't like anybody I work with.
Well, when we were talking to politics thing, I told you he's dumb. Didn't I? And then he comes back and proves it for you. I told you. Didn't I tell you I'm right? He's wrong.
Wow.
Oh, listen to him. Listen to him.
Oh my God.
He thinks like a Democrat.
Oh my God. Stop.
Everybody loves Pokemon, man.
Oh, God. This is bad.
I'm just kidding, folks. Chill out.
He is kidding ish.
Ish.
And then finally, Kim Kardashian has a gigantic 60-foot blow-up doll. That's what they're calling it, and it's in Times Square, and people hate it. They're mocking her. They're like, what are you doing? This is the dumbest thing. It looks so cheap. Nobody wants to buy Skims now.
Yeah.
People are like, what are you doing? It is like cheese ball, right?
Yeah. But there's a lot of uses for it. We mentioned this earlier this morning. I think it'd be great in the Macy's Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah.
You fill that thing up with, you put helium in there.
And it's her, 60 feet of her blown up in a bikini.
Yeah.
And it's plastic. So, I don't know.
I'd like to have it.
If it was, like, imagine you're a little kid and that's your mom. She's a blow-up doll in the middle of Times Square. in a bikini. Yeah. Like, her ass is bigger than Times Square.
Well, fortunately for her kids, there are other things out there that kind of supersedes that.
Well, that's true, too.
That they'll see one day.
Yeah, like Kanye's their dad.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. All right, when we come back here, they just listed the passes for skiing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea it was this expensive.
The Epic Pass is on sale now.
Yeah. Not the pass itself being so expensive, but looking up skiing rates, my goodness.
How long has it been since you've gone?
Oh, just not long. Maybe 15 years?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they've gone up.
No kidding. I thought you could ski for like $40.
Oh, yeah.
At Vail.
Yeah.
All right, next.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. And we will be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's a week from Saturday. Starts at 9 a.m. downtown. And we will be there with our float, thanks to Ranky Brothers. We have beads. All you have to do is make a sign. Make a sign that says, BJ and Jamie, bead me. Boom. That's all it takes. And you get beads. It's really easy.
It is really that
easy. All right, now, these passes go on sale today? Is that right?
Yeah, they went on sale yesterday, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so these are the epic passes for skiing and snowboarding and all that crap. So it's for the first time ever, the epic pass, I think it's the unlimited, just hit over $1,000 a year.
Ooh.
It's $1,051. Now, the local pass, I think that's at like $780, something like that.
Now, when Jamie first said this to me, because I'm not a skier, not a boarder, and I don't really know the prices anymore of what it takes to ski. But when she told me that, I said, $1,000? That's crazy. Then we started looking at just a regular day skiing pass.
So if you go regular, like if I looked up, I wanted to go to Vail today just to go skiing, it's $329 for today.
That's crazy.
So that's why the passes are so valuable. If, you know,
one day
is $329 today.
That's crazy.
If I go skiing March 5th today without a pass, then it's $329 an adult. Now, an adult constitutes as from 5 years old to 12 years old. So if your kid is 13, he's an adult. So he's $329.
Oh, so anything over 12 is an adult.
Yeah, and guess how much it is for kids? Just guess.
Well, if it's $300.
So I have a 6-year-old that loves to ski, which I...
6-year-old.
Which I used to, yeah.
$40.
Right, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Because he's a tag along.
Yeah,
you know,
he's,
I mean, he's coming
old
with you. He's not going to do anything. He's not going to carve up your snow.
No, he's going to be fine. $227.
$227.
Yep.
$227 for a frog to ski?
For one day.
This is Vail.
Wait a minute. So dad and son, let's say it's me and Frog, we go up there. It's going to cost us over $600 for he and I to ski.
Yeah, basically like $560, something like that. But, you add the food, you know, $10 for a Coke.
One day.
You're for sure at $600.
Man,
and without gas.
Outrageous. I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. That $1,000 is a bargain.
Now, they do have all kinds of things for kids. Like, what's it called? My neighbor, she puts all three of her kids in this Beavski.
Yeah.
Beavski. It's like, it's at Beaver Creek, and it's and she has three kids, and they go every weekend, and that's like not super cheap, but it's more affordable.
Yeah.
But it's like for little kids. And then I think fourth graders, I think they ski free. Isn't it fourth graders ski free?
I don't
free?
Know.
Oh, I
have no idea.
Yeah, I think they have a thing where fourth graders ski free. So there's all kinds of deals. You just have to look for them.
I had no idea.
It's Bevo. Yeah, it's Bevo.
You go up there for a day, man. You and, let's say, you know, your wife, your husband, and two kids. Jeepers.
You should put your kid in Bevo.
Yeah, Bevo?
It's a ski program.
Yeah.
Isn't that quite a ways away?
Beaver Creek.
How far is that?
It's just right up the mountain.
That's it?
Beaver Creek. Yeah, it's like right past Vail.
All right, let's do it. No, I don't know if I'm going to do
it's
Bevo.
It's just barely past Vail. It's like the next exit after Vail.
I'm trying to make a decision right now.
Yeah.
They want me to be a baseball coach for the spring. I don't know if I could do it, man. That many little 7-year-olds running around.
I think you'd be great at it.
I don't know, Jamie.
I think you would love it.
I think I'd be in a fight with a parent.
No, I mean, they aren't going to like you, that's
for
sure.
No, they're not going to like me, Jamie. And then you're going to have parents that... And then you're going to have those moms that come on to the coach.
Right. Well, oh, my God.
That's what you're worried about?
Yeah, because you look like George Clooney.
Yeah. They'll say, when did we get George Clooney for a coach?
Well,
you know, there's so much headache with this.
What you will find, to be honest with you, is you will find some of these moms like, you know, hey, because they want their kid to play more.
Yeah. Well, we can work that out. Okay, that's
minor.
Yeah, we can make a deal on something.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying, what if I get out there and it slips? You know how sometimes things will just slip in my brain, right?
Yeah.
What if I get out there
and... Hey, toots!
Yeah. Well, not only that, but let's just say that one kid, little Johnny, he's still in the dugout. I never played him the whole game, and I didn't realize it.
Then all of a sudden, Dad's upset because his son didn't get to play that day.
I'm more worried about you saying, like, oh, my God, I'm so sick of all these broads showing up to this game. That's what I'm more worried about.
There's a lot of mistakes that could happen here. They don't need me on that field.
That's what I'm worried about.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, it's the BJ and JB Morning Show. We'll wrap it up coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, we're exhausted. We work so hard around here.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm just exhausted, Jamie. I'm just talking about all the effort that you and I put in every day.
I mean, we give it our all, I think.
And I'm so looking forward to Carson's review tomorrow morning.
I know, me too.
Of the Meghan Markle show, because he loved it. Yeah. He's a little bit against the grain here, because I'm seeing a lot of people that don't like it. And I can't really figure out which one to believe here.
I think we should call his review, since it's called With Love, Meghan. His review should be called With Love, Carson.
Oh.
I love the ring to that.
Beautiful. And you might, you know, just for the studio, when you do your review, you might want to bring in one of those honey candles, or what is it she makes?
The beeswax candle.
Yeah. Maybe we could fire that up and let that run while you do your little update.
Set the mood.
Yeah.
I like it. I like all of it.
All right. That's tomorrow morning at 7:15. He's going to watch episode 2 tonight.
Perfect.
Right. Anything else we need?
There was something, and it was... Oh, yeah. I was thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
I'm supposed to say a number?
Well, yeah.
7.
Nope, that's not it. All right, anyway, that was it.
I swear, Jamie. I swear. Some days...
I know.
I just can't do it some days. Spadil.
I know.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Spadil. He's playing in a paintball tournament. Raymond James Stadium.
Yes.
That is this weekend. He's headed to Tampa Bay today. Stadium paintball.
Yeah, I'm going to play where the Bucks play.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
Yeah.
He waits to tell you that part. It's
a long pause.
Yeah. Yes. You are going to play where the Bucks fans park.
Yeah. Good luck. Go get them.
Thank you.
This is the
dumbest show ever. All right, you guys. Well, good luck down there.
Thank you.
Enjoy Florida. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.